Wow. It's rare for me as a podcast host to just kind of be speechless. But here I am, Mark Schoolfield, here in the wake of just a great game of football. I mean, I don't think there's much else you can say other than this was a fantastic game of football. The New England Patriots on Sunday night at home facing the previously unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs. The Patriots come out on top on a last-second field goal by Steven Gostkowski to take a 43-40 victory over, like I said, the previously unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs in just a fantastic game of football, basically from beginning to end. A game that had everything. It had tremendous defensive plays. It had two high-powered offenses. You had perhaps a glimpse of maybe an eventual changing of the guard at some point. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, maybe not the year after that. But Patrick Mahomes, obviously a tremendous game from him, a tremendous young talent, and a tremendously bright future ahead of him. But Tom Brady with another Tom Brady drive, another Tom Brady performance, one horrific strip sack aside. And we perhaps saw that at the end of that game when it ended with Tom Brady coming across the field right up to Patrick Mahomes to congratulate him on the effort. But we're going to get into it now. Before we do, reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Schoolfield. Check out the work at Pro Football Weekly, The Score, Inside the Pylon, Matt Waldman's Rookie Scouting Portfolio, Big Blue View. I'm just in a handful of the places where I contribute football content. Normally what we do on a glorious victory edition episode of Locked On Patriots is we do the great, the good, and the bad. But a performance like this, a game like this, I'm not going to even call anything that we saw bad. We're going to do the great, the good, and the unfortunate. We're going to term it that way because this was a tremendous game of football. And you could look at Tom Brady, 24 for 35 for 340, a touchdown, no interceptions, a quarterback rating of 109.2. You can look at Sony Michel, 24 carries for 106 yards and two touchdown runs. Rob Gronkowski, 3 catches for 97, held somewhat in check, but a 42-yarder that set up the game-winning field goal. You could look at some of the guys on the defensive ball. You could look at some of the statistics from Kansas City just to point out what a tremendous game of football this was. And it probably still wouldn't do it justice. Let's start with some of the great stuff going big picture. Obviously, the first half from New England was about as good of a first half as you might expect. They have a 24-9 lead at halftime. Everything sort of going their way at the start. You're holding this high-powered offense to 3 field goals in the first half. You're showing that you can establish the run game. New England really sort of came out in this game and showed a desire to just run the football. They were going 2 backs, a lot of James Devlin, a lot of 21 personnel, a lot of Brady under center. We might expect, from Shaq Mason, some great stuff from him up front. Trent Brown, David Andrews, Joe Thuney, Marcus Cannon, then giving way to Adrian Waddle at the end. Cannon leaving with an injury, perhaps, and concussion protocol. This offensive line was sort of imposing their will on the defensive front, particularly in the first half. This was about as good a first half as you might have expected. Didn't end up going down that road. It looked like this was a game that the Patriots at halftime, you're thinking, okay, well, maybe this is just going to be one of those decisive statement victories from the New England Patriots. They're going to win this thing going away, maybe a 34-16 kind of win that never really gets close. Didn't end up that way. But it might even be more important for the New England Patriots to have this game play out the way that it did, to show them that, you know, this is the type of win that can propel teams, that can, you know, launch teams into great stretches of football. When you have a game like this, when you have an opponent like this come in and give you everything they've got, and you manage to do just enough to win, it might be one of those games. The run game, obviously, you know, throughout the game, I thought the offensive line, the running backs did a fantastic job. Sony Michel, James White in spots. Even Tom Brady chipping in a touchdown run. More on that play in a bit. But particularly in the first half, this run game sort of really found its footing. And I think we are sort of seeing more and more of Sony Michel becoming the focus of, you know, this ground attack. Michel had a fantastic game. You know, he had a couple of runs. He had a third down run at one point. I'll probably get to it again, but if not, where they get quick penetration up front. He's able to bounce it outside to the edge with quickness and burst in a short area to pick up the first down to move the chain, a critical conversion for New England at that moment in time. I thought that was a huge play. The run game tapered off a bit in the second half, but they got a pivotal third down conversion. Again, Sony Michel putting his head down, you know, right around the two-minute mark, that really sort of set the stage for the throw to White, the throw to Gronk, the Gostkowski field goal to end it. So run game did a fantastic job. The defensive game plan was interested in a sense that, you know, Belichick, as we know, he loves to identify your strength, take it away. And Chris Collinsworth said it tonight. He termed it, you know, you make you punch, make you fight, make you throw, make you play left-handed. You know, make you play with your other weapons and not your number one guy. And what was interesting was the Belichick method was, we're going to try to take away Travis Kelce here. You know, and in a sense, they did that. Kelce didn't have the numbers he usually puts up. 5 catches for 61 yards. He had a long of 17. They had some shots to miss him. You know, they had some shots to hit him. They targeted him 9 times. He only caught 5 passes. There were a couple of moments where he had separation, but they missed him due to pressure, which we'll get to. But they put Hightower over him at times. Even when they went wide ISO, they would put Hightower over with safety help above the top, not going to give him a free release, going to really sort of try to take him away and then make you, you know, win with your other guys. Well, when your other guys are guys like Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill, you got a good chance. But I thought that was an interesting game plan from the New England Patriots against this Kansas City Chiefs defense. Tom Brady, I don't know what else you can say about this guy. And what's funny, I do, you know, so many national or international shows, and, you know, I get people, you know, talking to me all the time, like, do you ever get tired of talking about Brady? And there's only so many different things you can say about the guy at this point. And yeah, the strip sack, we're going to get to it in the unfortunate section of the show. It was a bad play. But the guy made every other throw you can ask of him. And, you know, the touchdown run, that was, I think, an unfortunate play by Breeland Speaks, the rookie linebacker. I don't know if it was, he thought the ball was out of his hands. I don't know if he was just afraid to sack Tom Brady. I don't know if it was really impacted by the rule. I'd have to imagine it was. But Brady took advantage and put his head down and got his team a touchdown that they needed at that moment. And some of the other throws that he made, that throw to Gronkowski, that, you know, slot seam to Gronk when you finally get a chance to take a shot to him, he dropped that in perfectly. The deep shot to Hogan that, you know, there was a pass interference penalty on as well. He dropped that in perfectly. Some of the throws he was making underneath, crossing routes and the like, just, I don't see any sort of lack of velocity or anything like that. Again, I'm coming to the microphone tonight just basically speechless. Just a tremendous performance from Tom Brady among so many others tonight. More great stuff. Big picture look here. The offensive line. You know, Brady, he gets sacked twice. You do have the strip sack, but that was more a covered sack than anything else. But, you know, left to right, Brown, Thuney, Andrews, Mason, Cannon, then Waddle. Just tremendous execution. I'm going to throw James Devlin in the mix as well because they used him so much tonight as a lead blocker. They did a lot of stuff with him with Wham. They would go offset eye, putting him basically in the B gap, sometimes always lined up behind the tackle, and then just Wham blocking the nose with him. They did that a couple of times. We had some really good blocks. Offensive line, tremendous, tremendous job from them up front. And one of the more pivotal plays of the game, I want to make sure I mention it now that it's in my head, David Andrews recovering that near strip sack of Brady, it was a strip sack of Brady by Chris Jones, number 95 for the Chiefs. Andrews working back and getting on that football. That was a very smart heads-up play that, you know, not going to get reflected in any stat sheet. And I'm going to hit it in a few minutes here where exactly that came in, but a tremendous play by Dave Andrews there in that moment. So that was great to see. Dante Hightower. I was ready to write that guy off midway through the first quarter and just say, look, he's just slow, man. He's just slow. I mean, there was a Kansas City's first drive. They have a 1st and 10. They get Hunt on the wheel route. Hightower is just beaten badly. And if Mahomes hits it, it's 6. But he came back and stepped up in a big way. That interception, Huge, huge play at that point. Great play from him. He shows blitz, drops, gets underneath it. The way they used him on Kelce was impressive. He was a disruptive force throughout the rest of the night. You know, he and Flowers combined for a tackle on a swing route, to Kareem Hunt late in the game, which was a big play. Impressive performance from him, Dante Hightower. Harmon, the pick in the red zone. That was a point where, you know, the Chiefs might come away with points there before the half, might sort of change how that game feels. You might see sort of a double dip from them, that type of situation. But no, he gets the pick, you know, huge play there, getting in, you know, right before halftime. Some of the more specific stuff on the great side of the ledger. First and 10 of New England's second drive of the game. Sony Michel had a 13-yard run. He had a huge hole thanks to Joe Thuney on a pull. Mason with a great down block. Run to the right side. Tremendous from those two guys. We talked about the pick by Hightower. He faced the blitz. He drops. Gets underneath the crosser. Where's that been, right? Where's that been, you know, a play like that to take away those crossing routes? The New England Patriots finally able to get to it. Get that play, you know. Huge play from Hightower in that spot. And then they followed up with Sony Michel, touchdown run, very powerful run. Get Devlin with a huge block up front. Shaq Mason with another pull. Devlin with the block. Blocking coming together perfectly. You know, I'm planning on writing a book this offseason. Maybe I'm just going to devote an entire book to James Devlin and Shaq Mason. Maybe three people will read it, my mom and those two guys. But I might write it anyway because I might have to do a full-on, you know, ode to those guys in written form. New England's fourth drive of the game. They have a 10-6 lead. They go 75 yards and 10 plays for a touchdown. Kenyon Barner getting some run. Wasn't expecting to see that, but he had a couple of nice runs in this game. Big play on this drive was a play we were just talking about. Now, first and 10 situation, you get Chris Jones with that strip, but Dave Andrews comes back and makes the heads-up play. This was one of two really sort of heads-up plays. The second one didn't matter as much, but it was still at that moment a big one. But this one from Andrews was huge because instead of it being Chiefs ball, you know, with a chance for Kansas City to go down and take the lead, it's just second and 16. You get a tunnel route, a tunnel screen to Josh Gordon for 10 yards, and then that floater of a touchdown pass, Brady's one touchdown pass on the night to Julian Edelman. That was a huge swing. You know, get it to 17-6, and David Andrews helped set that up. Other great stuff. New England's next drive, they hold the Chiefs to a field goal, so it's 17-9, and it gets capped off with a Sony Michel touchdown run. As I wrote in my notes, shocker, Shaq Mason with a huge block at the point of attack, sort of a double team with Marcus Cannon, and Mason just sort of erased his guy. Some other stuff on that drive, a swing pass to Patterson in the flat. They had sort of a zone coverage look. Patterson, you know, is in the flat on the swing. D Ford is dropping into pass coverage, and Brady sees it. He's like, well, I know technically this is covered, but I'm going to trust Patterson to beat this guy in a one-on-one situation. And, of course, he does. He gives it to him. He throws it to him, and he beats him, you know, to the edge, gets the first down marker, sets up a first and 10. Josh Gordon has the 9-ball, gets separation, gets enough of a step. Brady drops it in pretty well. Almost caught it, but you get the DPI, sets it up for first and goal, and the Patriots are able to punch it in. Other great stuff. We talked about the Harmon pick. Don't need to talk about that again. New England's sixth drive of the game. Now we're into the second half. Josh Gordon's hands. I'm going to talk about them more in the good section, but he had a great catch on a slant route. Second and one on this drive as well. Sony Michel with a 7-yard run. Julian Edelman with a great block downfield. Collinsworth talked about this, where they sort of had him replace Gronk. So Gronk blocks out. He blocks down on a safety, sets up that play well. Michelle had another run on a first and 10, where James Devlin erases number 53 in the hole, Anthony Hitchens, a linebacker, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys. That was a tremendous drive. It ended in field goal, but still. New England's seventh drive of the game. It's now a 27-19 score at this point. They get a deep shot to Gordon, and it's nearly intercepted. Tremendous play by Gordon to break that up and prevent the interception. Now, this drive goes south quickly, you know, two plays later with the strip sack, but, you know, strip sack aside, if that doesn't happen, you know, there's a huge play there by Gordon to sort of break that up, prevent the interception. You know, the drive that ended in the Brady touchdown run, that was a huge response. You know, it's 33-30 now. You need an answer. Offense needs to come through. They go right down the field and score. Hogan on the deep ball, defensive pass interference on 3rd and 1. You go gun empty, aggressive play call, but I like it that moment. They got a huge play. They really needed it. You get pass interference as well, but the Brady Hogan connection there. And then on the next play, they put Edelman in the backfield. They show bubble swing screen to him, seam route to Hogan. Brady moves the defenders with his eyes. You get 1st and goal, need a touchdown. They go slant flat to Edelman. Brady misses it. They come back with YWAM with Gronk now on the nose tackle. That's White for +3. And then Brady with that play with Breland Speaks, letting go of him. So, you know, tremendous answer from New England there. They get the 37-33 lead. Obviously, a lot of points still come in this game. But New England's 10th drive of the game after they forced the one and only punt of the night from either team, the Kansas City Chiefs punt after missing on a 3rd and 7 situation. Ghost gets a 50-yarder, but the big play there was the sort of play-action seam route to Gronkowski, where they have Trent Brown sort of block for a minute. Looks like a run play. Trent Brown sort of blocks the guy that's going to be covering Gronkowski. Gronk releases up the seam. He throws Parker out the club with a stiff arm. That basically got them into or on the cusp of field goal range. They get, you know, a couple more yards here. Sony Michel run. Josh Gordon, for a 4-yard run. They get a drop on Edelman. But I know people want a flag there, but looks like their feet get tangled up. And they get the ghost 50-yarder. Okay. You're thinking now it's 40-33. Chiefs only have one timeout left. You got to stop them. Well, you know, that changed things quickly. So then, you know, it's 40-40. But you've got the time advantage. It's just before the 2-minute warning. They get an Edelman end around for 7. The Sony Michel run on 31, which was huge. Swing route to James White. They loved doing that, taking advantage of White against some running backs. I mean, linebackers and safeties, like we talked about this week. And then the throw to Gronk to set the stage for Gostkowski. That was some of the great stuff. And I've gone, you know, almost 17 minutes here. Obviously, we're going to keep it a little bit shorter when we get to the unfortunate. But we're going to get back into it in a minute. But first, I'm going to remind everybody, our great friends over at Low Key Eye. And look, after a game like this, after a weekend like this, you might want to rock some Patriot swag. Well, our great friends over at Low Key Eye could hook you up with their brand new game day collection. The Low Key Eye bracelet, it comes in Patriots colors. It holds water from Mount Everest, the highest point on Earth, and mud from the Dead Sea, the lowest point on Earth. It's a daily reminder right there on your wrist to keep that balance in life between the highs and the lows. And since Low Key Eye are such huge friends of the Locked On Podcast Network and Locked On Patriots, they're offering you an exclusive discount of 25% off all Game Day Collection bracelets. This is a fantastic deal. Just use the promo code PATRIOTS25 when checking out, and boom, you can thank me later by getting 25% off this Game Day bracelet. Go to LOKAI.com and use that promo code PATRIOTS25 to take advantage of this amazing deal. Up next, we're going to get into some of the good stuff as well as the unfortunate, as well later in the show, game balls and the take of the game from the Locked On Patriots Slack channel. That's ahead on this glorious victory edition of Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield back with you now. Going to do some good stuff that we saw from New England's 43-40 thrilling victory over the Kansas City Chiefs in what was just a fantastic game of football. And since it was a fantastic game of football, we're going to talk about the good stuff here. How about a hat tip to the Kansas City Chiefs? That is a fantastic team. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes is as advertised. Did he make some mistakes in this game? Yeah. Did he have some opportunities he didn't capitalize on? Yeah. Are there people strangely ripping him on Twitter right now? I've seen some, you know, people talking about, oh, he could have stepped up in the pocket here. Yeah. Enough with that. Stop with that. All right. And the kid can flat out play. Had Kansas City pulled out this game, he would have been the first young quarterback ever to beat Brady and Belichick in Foxborough, right? First ever. You know, not since, you know, Colin Kaepernick coming in as a young quarterback sort of come in and really stun, you know, Brady and Belichick and the Patriots. And he gave him everything he had. And so stop with this about Patrick Mahomes missing throws. Give me a break. Kareem Hunt, fantastic pair. Tyreek Hill, you know, from a football perspective, from an on-the-field perspective, just a fantastic football player. So impossible to cover. You know, Collinsworth said it tonight, and I wrote this earlier this year over at Pro Football Weekly. You have to do something different things. You have to do some strange things to try to slow them down. You can't just drop and play a cover two. You can't just drop and play a cover four. You can't just drop and play a cover one, cover three. They're going to beat you. They have weapons to beat you. And so they're just a fantastic team. If that defense starts to figure out even a little bit more, they'll be a tough team to beat. And Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, they hinted at it. We might see these two teams again. It'll be a different Kansas City Chiefs team. You know, they'll have Justin Houston back. They won't be as banged up. So it might be a little bit of a different story if these two teams meet again, and they just might. Some other good stuff quickly. Josh Gordon's hands, my goodness. His hands are just amazing. You know, he had a couple of catches tonight, you know, the early slant routes. They love throwing slant routes to him. Should have had a touchdown on that deep ball, but he drew the DPI, the breakup of the near interception. His hands are as advertised. Stephen Gostkowski had some huge kicks tonight. Obviously, the game winner, the 50-yard earlier, was a huge one. Critical play at that moment, critical kick at that moment. We talked about the offensive line. They were just great all night. I'm dropping them here in the good section. They were good. They were great. They were fantastic. Offensive line was great. I thought Trey Flowers had a fantastic night. Some of the guys on the defensive side of the ball, it was well, that played well. I would say Trey Flowers. I would say Patrick Chung. These guys had some good games. I know they got beaten for some TDs, but this is a high-powered offense. And so the fact that they slowed them down and held them to enough points where the offense could score enough to win, it counts for something. The wide receivers in the blocking part of the game, I mentioned Edelman earlier, but we saw them, you know, guys like Hogan, guys like Gordon, you know, blocking downfield. It's a huge part of playing wide receiver for the New England Patriots, and, you know, these guys take to it well. Some specific stuff, Kansas City's first drive of the game, where they held them to a field goal. We see that 3-2-6 look on 3rd and 8. You get pressure, you get a high throw to Tyreek Hill that goes incomplete. You get Trey Flowers with pressure on there. So, you know, that was a big, good play at that moment. Zero blitz. Kansas City's third drive of the game. They get a 3rd and 4 situation. Patriots went zero blitz a lot, which, if you ask me, that's nightmarish against this team. But they did it. They trusted the guys up front to get pressure and force Mahomes into some poor throws. This was some stuff that Denver showed them on that Monday night game. And on Kansas City's third drive of the game, they did it on a 3rd and 4 situation. They get a zero blitz look. Kelce has a step, but the pass is overthrown thanks to pressure. So that slightly, you know, heart and throat type moment, but it worked. Landon Roberts had a great, you know, run fit. Kansas City's fourth drive of the game at 1st and 10. Really sort of fit in the hole well. Stopped a run before it got going. When the Chiefs got down into 1st and goal, 2nd and goal situation, Patrick Chung had a great run fit on the first down run with Kareem Hunt. 2nd and goal, they go quick throw to Sherman, their fullback, in the wing. Flowers recognizes it immediately, chops it down. And then on 3rd and goal, they pressure Mahomes but contain him. Pass falls incomplete. That was a great sequence from the defense there. You know, the defense got gashed late in the second half and late in this game, and they had some blown coverages and stuff. But let's not forget, they scored 3 field goals in the first half. You know, it's the fact that the defense held them to field goals in the first half. That was a story of the first half. And that was went a long way to the Patriots pulling off this victory. We talked about that 6th drive of the game for the New England Patriots that ended in a field goal to make it 27-16. I like the balance on that drive between run and pass. I thought that was well done. Later in the game, that 3rd and 7 situation on Kansas City's 10th drive of the game. This is right before their first and only punt of the game, and the first and only punt of the entire game by either team. Another cover zero look. They get pressure. They force the back foot throw. Tyreek Hill has a step. They get Jason McCourty one-on-one on Tyreek Hill. And if you ask any Chiefs fan on the planet, if they look, hey, New England's going to have a 4-point lead late in the game, but you're going to get Tyreek Hill on Jason McCourty with no safety help on a deep route. How do you like your chances? They're going to tell you, I'm psyched. Most of Patriots fans would be vomiting. Well, it almost worked. It got them off the field. McCourty almost had the pick. The pressure got there, forced the underthrown ball. So that was some of the good stuff. Again, we're going long here, but a game, the likes of that, you go long. What can I say? Now, before we get to the unfortunate stuff, I want to remind everybody, look, our great friends over at MyBookie, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, they covered tonight, which, hey, if you had listened to me, you know, calling a 3-point win, you might have been able to win some money over at MyBookie. But I'm not always right about who to bet on, but I'm always right about where you place your bets, and that's with our great friends over at MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They have great reviews online, and their mobile site is so easy to use. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. And that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie right now. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys and girls out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate that offer. MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. Up next, some quick thoughts on the unfortunate stuff we saw from this Sunday night victory, as well as our game ball and our take of the game from the Locked On Patriots Slack channel. That's ahead on this glorious victory edition of Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield back with you now. Going to quickly run through some unfortunate stuff. Coverage busts. We saw a bunch of them tonight. Tyreek Hill on that deep over route for the touchdown after the Brady strip sack. He beats, Devin McCourty. I'm not sure if that was a bust. I'd have to see that again, but he was wide open. Kareem Hunt in that sort of scramble drill situation. It's a cover two look. Tyreek Hill runs a middle of the field route. He splits the two safeties. It's a third and three. They're in a cover two look. Jason McCourty might be expecting to have some sort of help behind him, but Devin McCourty, his twin brother, is worried about protecting the middle of the field against Tyreek Hill. Mahomes breaks contain. You lose contain. You lose track of Kareem Hunt up the field. I know a lot of people, myself included, when they saw that play, they're like, uh-oh. This is not what we wanted to see. And then, obviously, their last touchdown, another coverage bust type situation. Harmon's expecting safety help on that deep over route. It's not there. So there were some coverage bust issues that hopefully the Patriots figure out over the next week or so. The kick return. I don't know why you wouldn't just blast it out of the end zone. Maybe they saw something. Maybe they thought they'd be able to, sort of pin them in that moment. It's 30-26. You got a 4-point lead. I don't know. I don't know who to blame it on. I know Slater really sort of angled towards where the ball carrier was going to be before the returner caught it. I was always taught that you don't leave your lane until the returner has fielded the ball. He misses the tackle, and I don't think it's because of that, but that was one thing I noticed. They just missed tackles and they got blocked well. And, they chased them down. They prevented a touchdown, but, they still scored a couple of plays later. And so that was bad. Brady's strip sack. I mean, it was a coverage sack. Brady was trying to do too much. He eventually saw Edelman late in that play. He had a chance to make a throw. He just ran out of time. I think that was part of it. It was a bad play at the time, but they were able to recover and pull out the victory. Marcus Cannon leaving the game due to injury. Obviously, we will monitor that. Some more specific stuff. That three-play sequence that led to the strip sack. You have the Gordon breakup of a potential interception. They get a wheel route to James White that goes incomplete, and then the strip sack. That was a bad sequence. We talked about the Kareem Hunt touchdown. We talked about the Kareem Hunt wheel route earlier with Hightower that he missed. Chiefs fourth drive of the game at 17-6 New England. They get a chance to stop them third and three. This is a drive that ends in a field goal, but they get third and three situation. They have a design swing route to Kareem Hunt. Van Noy has him in the backfield, but he misses the tackle. You hate to see that. Again, that's the only unfortunate stuff I'm going to talk about. It was a fantastic game. And I'm tired. What can I say? No, but it was just a fantastic game of football. And I've been drawing it on for almost 30 minutes now. It's time to bring this to a close. We're going to talk game ball right now. And look, a team effort like that, team win like that, everybody gets a game ball. You get a game ball, and you get a game ball. Everybody gets a game ball. As for the take of the game, there were a number of contenders from the conversation we had going over at the Locked On Patriots Slack channel. I'm going to go with my buddy Dave Archie at Dave Archie on Twitter, talking about the defense, kind of what I was just hitting. All in all, the defense wasn't that bad. It sounds crazy with the score, but seven of that was on special teams and 3-4 on the Brady fumble. Plus, they get that big interception that set up the offense at the 4, which is like giving the offense 7 points. Performance was probably equivalent to giving up like 27 or something, which I'll take against this Chiefs team. I thought that pretty much sums up my thoughts on what the Patriots did on offense. I wasn't quite sure on the 3-2-6 stuff. I know Chuck A. in the Patriots Locked On Slack channel just asked that. I'm staring at my phone right now as I'm recording. I'd have to go back and look at it on tape. They did some of the 3-2-6, but I'm not sure if it was as much as I expected. I thought we saw a lot more 4-man fronts. I thought we saw a lot of Landon Roberts and 3-3-5 looks. So I think they mixed it up a bit. The 3-2-6 package was in there. I've talked about it. I've noted it. But I'm not sure it panned out as much as I expected. Look, as I said when I talked about the 3-2-6 and other stuff, trying to predict Belichick and what he's going to do, it's a fool's errand. You get it wrong because he probably showed that 3-2-6 last week to say, oh yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And you know, chuckleheads like me thought they were cracking the code here, but no, you can't crack Belichick's code. If people could crack Belichick's code, we'd be having a lot different conversation here tonight. As it was, a fantastic win. Just a fantastic game. It was a blast to watch. It was a blast to talk about with you. As you can tell, I've been going for 30 minutes on it, and I could probably go for 30 more. But this is a win to enjoy. This is a win to savor. We'll get back to it Wednesday. We'll be doing some crossover stuff with Lauren Cox this week. We'll do Tape Tuesday tomorrow, take another look at this game. Then we'll get into it, start talking Chicago Bears. It's a team that I know inside and out now for the work I do for Pro Football Weekly. So we're going to have it covered from all angles for you, get you ready. Now, that should be a fun one against Chicago. But a huge win for the Patriots, getting to 4-2 and, you know, knocking off the Chiefs from the ranks of the unbeaten. Big sort of statement type victory. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did doing it. Leave some reviews. I'm closing in on 100 over at iTunes. Leave a review if you could. 5 stars only if you will. Until next time, everybody, keep it locked right here to me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots.